This morning we are going to read from New Testament, Apostle Peter's second letter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 15a, first part of 15. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless. And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. 2 Peter is written by Apostle Peter at the end of his earthly life. He knew by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he ran his course of life, and he had arrived at the end of his earthly life. But his heart was burning with desire to remind Jewish Christians throughout the Roman world of the future unspeakable hope and blessed hope, unspeakable joy waiting for them. Though Apostle Peter himself faced with almost insurmountable obstacles and sufferings, but in his spirit, he was free like a bird, soaring into high up heaven, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and waiting for the glorious day of God. That's why he was so anxious to share such blessed hope and unspeakable joy with his beloved Jewish Christians scattered throughout all regions of Roman Empire. In this almost last part of his second letter, he said, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth. It is the Christian perspective of human history. Human history has its own end set by the Creator, our God. It was set from eternity. What kind of earth and the whole creation would end up? If we gain such insight regarding so-called Christian history, the view from Christian perspective, as was with Apostle Peter and those Jewish Christians in his time. We are as much as looking for new heavens and the new earth. It means throughout 2,000 years, like them, we too have the same Christian view of human history as God wants us to see it. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. Exactly, Jesus Christ taught his apostles while he was on earth. It will come like a thief at night. The heavens will pass away with a roar, loud noise. The elements will be destroyed with intense heat. The earth and its works will be burned up. Nowhere in the whole Bible we can find better description about the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord regarding the final status of the whole creation. Here, chapter 3, verses 10 through 11, very carefully, the Holy Spirit inspired Apostle Peter to write this in detail. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, what is going to happen to the whole creation? Here, heaven will pass away with a roar, loud noise, and its elements, some saying invisible materials scattered all the universe. Others saying there could be all stars in heaven will be destroyed with intense heat. Now the earth on which we live, this earth and its works, all man-made works will be burned up. So in one word, heavens, whole universe, and earth will be burned up and will pass away. Fire, intense heat, and burning. The result will be melting like liquid. Because verse 12 said, heavens will be destroyed by burning, the elements will melt with intense heat. Fire, loud noise, loud sound, and all will be burned up and melt and pass away. Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gave us the same picture, but with more positive note. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption, and the creation will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So, all the heavens
and all its element and the old earth will pass away with loud noise and with intense heat and burned up, but will be renewed. Then they are free from bondage to corruption. Why? Their dwellers, inhabitants, that is we, children of God, will be living in there as glorified body. Yes, that's the blessed hope. We will be like exactly our blessed, risen Lord Jesus Christ, who took upon himself our form, flesh and blood, but glorified flesh and blood. We will be like him. That's blessed hope. It will give us unspeakable joy. That is Christian perspective from human history. That is what our loving Father and God taught us to obtain for our daily Christian life. Knowing what the end, what is the end of human history, what kind of status we are going to have, glorified and renewed body and soul. Our environment, new heavens and new earth will be renewed, because all the ones were bondage to corruption, like ourselves. So as inhabitants of new environment, those old creation should be burned up, melted with intense heat, and pass away, and newly renewed for our new home, as a new paradise, as a new temple of God, because God is going to live with us. Whole earth will be our new dwelling places, our new abode. No wonder in same Romans chapter 14, Apostle Paul taught us the kingdom of God is not with the matter of drinking and eating, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the state we are going to enter. When the day of God or the day of the Lord will finally come. Apostle Peter was so encouraged and excited when he just thought about the final day of God and day of the Lord. Also, very carefully described what the whole creation in its bondage to corruption will be destroyed, dissolved, and newly recreated for our eternal dwelling place. Now, he challenged the recipient of his letter and children of God, including us even today. Verse 14. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Friends, what sort of people ought us to be for the day of God, for the coming day of the Lord? It would challenge to the recipient of Apostle Peter's letter. Also, it is a challenge to each one of us living in 21st century. What sort of men we ought to be for the coming day of God? The day of God will welcome us when we have peace in Jesus Christ, who took upon himself on our behalf the curse of God. Everything will be renewed for us so that we could have glorified bodies and souls like Jesus himself, transformed from earthly body to the glorified body after his resurrection. Such blessed hope, Apostle Peter asks us, the readers of his letter, to have, to hold on to such living hope, and challenged us what sort of men we ought to be for that blessed coming day of God. How can we apply such encouraging words to our daily life? At least, Apostle Peter tells us, we should take at least threefold action in our daily cross-bearing Christian life. Remember Lord's patience for us is our salvation, so that, like Noah, while he was building the ark, he was wonderfully experiencing God's patience toward them until they finish building the ark. God's patience toward them did not pass away. When they obeyed God's order to build the ark, to preserve their eight souls and accompanying creatures, God's patience did not run out. So, Apostle Peter says here, regard, verse 15, patience of our Lord as salvation. It was salvation for those creatures with 8 souls of Noah inside the ark. For them, patience of Lord was their salvation. Over the 2,000 years, still, we are waiting for that coming day of the Lord while experiencing every moment of our life, the patience of our Lord toward us. As long as we are trembling with fear, obeying our Lord's command, we are experiencing our Lord's patience toward us, and it makes us more sure of our salvation. And the Apostle Peter tells us this way. Look for these things. Conduct yourselves with holy, godly behavior. Finally, be diligent to be found by God in peace while preserving your conscience and your body and soul spotless and blameless. Those threefold attitude in our daily Christian life. Apostle Peter wants us stick to, so that the coming day of our God, day of our Lord Jesus Christ, was the most glorious and glorified day for each one of us. Yes, what sort of man we ought to be for the coming of the day of God. We know by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will remain faithful to our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, who already promised us to come to take us to be with Him quickly, without any delay. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Amen.